so I had three in diapers.
My goodness.
They're just a couple of years between them all. Not like we were. Now, I was born in 1902, and my sister's born in 1909, and my brother was born in 1918. So you see, we were scattered out.
Sure. Well, my mother's children are like that too. My sister was 17 when my brother was born, so, and you know, she's 13 years older than I am, so we are spread out too. And my children, of course, are pretty spread out. My daughter was 9 when her little brother was born. It does make a difference in the responsibilities for the housewife and in the relationship between the children, too. Yeah. So, okay, then you had those three boys in that house, and then you moved to the other house. And
we later bought it. It was my uncle's that I named Vardry for. Uh-huh. That owned it when we moved there, but he sold it to us for $2,000, and they estimated it last year for $88,000.
Oh my goodness. That's really something, isn't it?
Not bad.
What does it include, the land then that you farmed, and is that land still being farmed, or is your son?
No, it's all in pasture.
But he uses it for cattle, does he?
No. Boy Vardry, that lives next door to me, has his cattle. Well, he bought my husband's cattle when he passed away. And he rents it.
Rents out some of the land too?
No, he rents it from me.
Oh. And is he the one that you said worked up here?
Fred Haley? Uh-huh. No, that's Tompy. That's the fourth one that works.
Where
lives at Cumming.
Oh, okay. How far is Cumming?
Oh, I don't know, about 10 or 12 miles, I guess.
Okay. And where did that name come from?
Thompson Adolphus was named for my two great-grandparents.
Was Thompson the last?
Thompson was my mother's daddy's name, and Adolphus was my mother's daddy's name, and Thompson was my grandpa's name.
Okay, Thompson was his first name? Well, that's I was
going to
say.
And we just called him Tompy for short.
I was going to say Thompson was another part of my family name, too. My grandmother was a Thompson who married Wilson, and that's what I was asking about. So, okay, and then let's see how much difference between have you named 5 boys now or 6?
6 boys.
Okay, and how long between the last son and the daughter?
Just about a couple of years. I don't remember exactly.
Okay, and how did you decide on her name?
My mother and grandmother named her. I just didn't have the name picked out.
Did the boys make a big fuss over her little sister?
I guess.
She wasn't so much younger, though. They were more like just a few years apart, all of them. So she was a baby then when Mr. Wilson became sick, is that right? Then I didn't realize he was the oldest, which meant that you had all these younger children to take care of when he was ill.
Yeah. Well, no, they were all married when he passed away.
No, I'm talking about Reuben that I know, when he got sick, you said he was 9, I think.
Uh-huh.
So that you had a lot of younger children
then at the time.
So you had a lot.
I took them and they worked in the field, but Reuben wasn't able to work in the field, so he...
Did he go to the hospital when he was sick?
Oh, yes, he
where
almost
was,
grew
where
up
it?
In Emory.
Oh, really?
When it's a Golden Cross patient.
Is that, then you would have to take him down there and just leave him for some periods of time?
He and my husband both were in the hospital down there one Christmas. My husband had a hernia operation.
By the time that he was needed to be in the hospital, was it still a wagon trip to get down there,
we had cars then.
And was there a highway, a paved highway for you guys? But that was still a pretty big undertaking. I expect it took a good while to get there, didn't it?
Yeah. A little over an hour, I think.
Okay. What do you call a paved highway? I know I'm jumping off on something else, but do you remember what you called them when they were first, you know, not just...
Paved highway, I guess.
What, is it cement or...
Asphalt.
Well, I was asking you, I guess, finally I've gotten around to talking about when your children were young. And you say that you did take them out in the fields with you. Were your children born at home? Or did you go to the hospital?
And I have been in the hospital but 1 week, and that's since I've been staying with her. I went for a checkup while I was sick, vomiting. That's the only time I'd ever been on the hospital bed.